The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, February the 17th. And our one topic today is hypnosis. And we have Dr. David Newman with us, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome back to Radio Friends, David.
Thank you so much.
You have written a new book.
I have.
And it's called?
It's How to Find, Select, and Interview the Perfect Hypnotherapist.
Okay, and you were showing me on your iPad this
right.
book. It's amazing just watching it on
right.
on the iPad. It has all the music and the sound effects, the whole thing.
But it does.
Can you buy it just as a book, too?
You will. When I first started building the book, and the book has been about 2.5 years in building, but one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to get it out into the iPad market as well as the Nook and the Kindle and all the other digital forms mm-hmm. as well as print. And working with Apple, they said, well, we're coming up with this new concept, and we want to really have interactive textbooks that will hold a person's attention. So we'd like you to add in videos, interviews, all types of things in it. And so I started doing that. And the iPad version, or the iBooks version, will be coming out at the end of February.
Okay.
And then it is being retooled to go to Kindle next, then to Barnes & Noble Nook, and then it'll be out in paperback.
Okay, so paperback is the last form it's coming out.
It's coming out, yeah, in the last form.
When will that be?
I'm not sure yet.
For people like me.
I wish you know, I had
still,
the answer
I still
for
hold
you.
A book in my hand and read it.
That's okay. My wife does, too. She's a real bookie, and I mean, she wants to turn the pages and smell the ink
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah,
that's important to her.
There's something about that.
That is.
But let's talk about, you were talking about how to find the perfect hypnotist. First of all, explain, what is hypnosis?
Okay. Hypnosis is a state that people go into naturally every day. If you watch a computer for more than 20 minutes, you go into hypnosis. Television for more than 15 minutes, you automatically go into hypnosis. Now, people think that hypnosis is a state of relaxation. It is not. It's the exact opposite. It's an overload of message units that triggers your instincts, if you will, to go into a fight or flight response, which is flight, and at which point you have a number of things that happen. But the first thing that happens, if you look at somebody who is in hypnosis, like kids watching TV, watch their eyes, and you'll notice that they get very, very shiny and kind of glassine colored. They're in hypnosis. They have lost all track of time.
Is that why? How soon do you go in hypnosis when you're on the computer?
Within 20 minutes.
Within 20 minutes. Is that why sometimes you're on the computer and 2 hours have
yes.
gone by and you don't realize, you think yeah. you've been on for about 5 minutes or so.
That's right. And that's called time dysplasia, and that's one of the things that happens to a person when they go into hypnosis. In hypnotherapy, we do it all the time. You may be in hypnosis for 20 or 30 minutes, and you think you've only been in for maybe a minute or two.
Now, you have done hypnosis on people who have had surgery.
Yes.
But have not been put out medically.
Right. Yeah, they don't
go
under general anesthesia. That's called hypnoanesthesia. Exactly.
And what kind of surgery has been done that you have put a person under hypnosis?
Appendectomy, varicose vein surgery, gallbladder surgery.
Gallbladder surgery?
Gallbladder surgery, yeah.
Here in Missouri?
Jefferson City, yeah.
What do the doctors say about this?
Well, now I'm getting pretty well accepted, okay? At first, there was a big thing, and if you remember, ages ago when you were on the TV show, I gave a demonstration.
That's right.
On pain management,
yes.
If you remember that.
We had Janelle, our floor director, you put her under hypnosis.
Right.
The sweetest young lady you would ever meet. You put her under hypnosis and you said, go ahead and pinch her as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And
it
was hard for me to do that because she was so sweet. But we were pinching her and pulling her skin, and she felt no pain whatsoever.
Exactly. And she wouldn't. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the old YouTube shows, which it's still on YouTube, you'll actually see her smile when we were doing that. And if you remember, In the process of this, I told her that what she would feel like a feather being moved across her hand. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what she was feeling.
So you have, in Jefferson City, mm-hmm. a person has had gallbladder
surgery. Appendectomy, appendix out, yeah.
And the only anesthesia they had was hypnosis?
Yes. And at first, like I said, the doctors were very, very skeptical. And so the way that I got to the doctors was a thing that every hospital has is called grand rounds. And I got a person to get me in for grand rounds. And usually this is where they'll have like a pharmaceutical rep or a doctor talk about something that they're doing. I came in there and I said, what I'm talking about is pain. Pain that you guys are unable to take care of. Like what? Fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, things like that. That's the type of pain that we're talking about. In the process of this, I asked for a volunteer, and this lady kind of volunteered, or actually her friends volunteered her, and she was a nurse. And I said, do you have any trouble if we do some pain testing on you? No, don't have any. I said, I need two other guys. I said, I want you to pretend like you're surgeons. Well, one guy really was a surgeon. The other guy was an anesthesiologist, and I didn't know that. So I said, here's what we're going to do. I put her into hypnosis, had her hold out her arm, and I had one doctor hold here, one doctor hold
okay,
here,
and
literally pulling up the skin on top of the arm. I took a blood transfusion needle, you know, the great big 18-gaugers, and I put it right through her arm. And the doctor looks at that's impossible. She didn't move. And we're talking to her, and she goes, no, I didn't feel anything. It feels like a feather going across my arm. So the anesthesiologist sat down there and said, wait a minute. And he gave her the pain test on the cuticle. Nothing. Twisted on the back of the hand. Nothing. And then he did something that they do in the operating room itself, and he elevated her arm up above her head and reached right under here into the fatty part of the arm and took and twisted as hard as he could. And he looked at the doctor and he said, if we were in the OR right now and I gave her that test under general anesthesia and she did not respond, I'd look and say, doctor, your patient is ready for you. He said, at this point, she's ready. Wow. You can cut her with a scalpel and she won't feel it.
Okay.
Now I scared you.
If you want, if people would like to read this book, how right. did they go about getting it?
All you have to do, if you have an iPad, is go to your iBooks. It will be in the iBooks store. I'm looking at the end of February for it to be in the iBooks store. April or May, it's supposed to be on Nook and Kindle.
Okay.
And I don't know what time it's going to be out in print. Or you can feel free to reach me either at my office. You can call me. I'm extension 3. That's 888-604-9997. Or you can go to my website, which is www.mohyp.com.
Okay. Dr. David Newman, thank you. It's always so interesting to talk to you.
Well, thank you so
and
much.
I know I have seen that firsthand because we did it on Pepper and Friends. Fascinating.
That's true. If you're up for any surgery, I'll be happy to fill in
for
you real quick.
Not right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Dr. David Newman. Monday on our show, Henry Atkinson. We're going to talk about President's Day, and we'll tell you about a craft sale and a chili luncheon coming up later. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, check out on Radio Friends. Bye-bye.